Welcome back to Zillennials Podcast. Today on Zillennials, we are recording Emojis Round 2. So if you joined us for the first round of emojis, essentially what happens in this podcast is we will go through all of the emojis that we think are new. I feel like there's so many right now that I can't even fully say that they are 100% new. And we're going to tell you our opinions on them. If they're not new, we're so sorry. However, it's a little hard to keep track of. There's not like a new emoji chart. Well, there might be, but we didn't look it up.
I think also they're just emojis that we have opinions on that we want to talk about.
That is true. That is true.
Is there one you want to start with? Do you have strong opinions? Because I feel like last time you had very strong opinions.
Ooh, I feel like one that we need to start off with is the little heart hands emoji. Because we are the Zillennials podcast.
That is true.
Although at the same time, I feel like we could also be the Millennials podcast because I feel like we're kind of more Millennials than Gen Z. I feel like sometimes we'll be like wiffle waffle a little bit, but I don't know.
I think at heart, though, if we had to pick, you know, if the universe was like you have to pick one, it would have to be Millennials. I mean, how do you make a heart?
I make a heart with my two hands put together.
Oh, did you see it?
Oh my gosh, what? Wait, why doesn't mine do that? So for those of you listening to the pod, what happened is Leanne put her hands together like a little heart in front of her face, the millennial way, not the Gen Z way. And then her video has all of the hearts come up, but mine doesn't want to do it. It's just Leanne because she's special.
I think it might be because I'm the host. I don't know whether to be extremely excited like I am or really creeped out.
No, I feel like that's really cool. I wish that mine did that.
Wait, how did the youngins do it? Look, it's not doing it. It doesn't recognize it.
So the way the youths, aka the Gen Z, does their hearts is they will have like their middle fingers are straight down on a diagonal and then the tops are like curved, right? But if we look at this apple emoji for the heart hands, it does it the millennial way. Which reinforces to me that the millennial way is the correct way to make a heart. Nobody does the weird things with their fingers because I look at that and it's uncomfy.
2 points. One, when you do it this way, it kind of hurts my hands. Not to be dramatic. This is so much more natural shape. And also, I think Riverside agrees with us because it only does the hearts when you do it the millennial way.
Gen Z, I think this has been a good battle. However, I think the original heart hands way is the way that's going to stick around. I don't think the way that you guys currently do your hearts is going to stick for the generations to come. Unless you all are teaching your younger siblings, then maybe. Oh, also, have you ever seen the hearts that are like the little like finger hearts like this?
No. Is that a youngin thing?
Kind of a youngin thing. I feel like it's kind of a youngin thing, kind of a K-pop thing, where they have like the little hearts that are like with your fingers.
But that doesn't look like a heart.
It's kind of like a heart.
It kind of looks like an X.
So would you just do it to like people who you don't like? X, X, X. But anyways, back to opinions on the hearts.
Did you have more thoughts on the hearts? I don't have any thoughts except that Gen Z is wrong in how you make a heart with your hands.
Well, I think it's a question of like, do we like it or do we not like it?
Oh, the emoji you mean.
The emoji itself, yeah.
I like it. I don't think I have a problem with it. Although here's my thing is I don't know if I would use it because I'd probably just use a regular heart emoji.
Maybe that'll be like the next thing to phase out is the regular heart emojis and then it'll be the hand hearts only.
No, that'd make me sad. I use them all the time.
I feel like for these hand hearts, I like it. It's a decent emoji. However, I feel like the angle needs to be more dramatic. It kind of just looks like a circle. Now that I'm looking at it, it's pretty circular. It doesn't look very heart-ish.
I agree. I think it could be better, but it doesn't offend me like some of the emojis do.
That is fair.
I don't remember specifically, but I feel like in the last episode, there were certain emojis that I just was not having.
I feel like most of the emojis this time I actually really like, so I feel like it's not going to be that spicy an episode, but that's okay.
Okay, what I was thinking is maybe for a different episode, because I didn't plan this ahead, is instead of talking about like what we think are new emojis or notable emojis, we could do like emoji superlatives, like cutest emoji, most useful emoji, least useful emoji. I feel like that could be fun.
Do you know what's one of my most used emojis? Is the side eye emoji.
I'm not surprised.
I use it all the time. Because I feel like it just, you can use it in any situation. You can use it when you want more information from somebody. You can use it when you're hardcore side-eyeing somebody because you're like, I don't agree with you. I think that that's probably my most used emoji of 2023. What about you?
I can look, but I was wondering if you still use the baby crawling emoji?
See, I have tried using the baby crawling emoji several times, but then every time I use it, nobody is on the same page with me that it's like an I'm weak emoji. They just think it's a baby emoji. And then they're like, why are you using this emoji? And then they question me. And now I'm like, nobody thinks the same way that I do about this emoji. And so I've had to take it out of my roster of emojis because otherwise they're like, you're just texting me a baby. Why are you texting me a baby?
I feel like the follow-up to that is, are you having a baby? And then it's like, no.
No. And that is not a conversation I want to be having. I'm like, there are no babies. There will be no babies. No babies.
Just turtle babies.
Turtle babies only. Yes.
So my top three, which I feel like is pretty consistent and haven't changed, is the laugh cry emoji, the pink emoji with the sparkles, and then the blushing smiling emoji.
Oh, those are all cute ones.
Yeah.
Why are you so cute?
Also, you hate it, but I do the yummy emoji.
Oh. See, okay, I thought I would use the one with the little, like, drool more, but then it felt weird, and then I just used the one with the tongue more. I feel like the drool one, I thought I would use it more. I don't. I feel like it's too dramatic, and it's too weird, and I can't do it.
I just don't. I need to look at it again. See, the thing is that emoji does not look like it's eating something tasty. It honestly looks like it's a little bit sick.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. It also kind of looks like, if you're like drooling on your pillow, that's just like what I envision is it's like I'm sleeping and I'm having a really good drool on my pillow right now.
I would say that is a more appropriate application of this emoji than I'm eating something yummy.
So for that reason, because it reminds me of drooling on the pillow, I cannot deal with it as a food emoji. It's just too weird. Can't do it. Let's see. What else do I have? My other top emojis, I also have the crying laughing emoji. I use the dead face emoji, like the literal skull. I use that a lot, especially when something's funny. I don't know if it's because Gen Z has ingrained into me that if I use the crying laughing emoji, it's because I'm old. But I also like to use the little dead face emoji when something is so funny that I'm dead. That's also a good use.
Wait, important question. There are three skull emojis. Do you do the ones with the little crossbones or the one with just the skull?
Oh gosh, I do just the skull. If I did the crossbones, I would be like a whole pirate.
Okay. I think I said this on the last episode where one night my mom and I just for fun were sending text to each other, but like in emojis only.
That's like, so my mom used to text my college roommate Angela on WeChat, and she would literally just send her, like, you know, the cute, like, little pictures that they have?
Yeah, the stickers.
Yeah, the stickers. They would literally just communicate via stickers.
I love that.
It was so cute.
It's kind of fun. Like, it's not something you do on the regular, but it's kind of a fun challenge, and it also gives me the whole, like, you know when emojis came out and everyone's like, we're basically going back to the caveman era?
Yes.
That's the vibe it was giving me. I'm like, I'm a modern cave woman.
I love it, though. It's so fun.
I love emojis. I also love Bitmojis. I feel like people don't use them anymore.
I don't use Bitmojis because it weirds me out that it looks like me. I'm like, I see enough of my own face already. I don't need to see it on my screen.
See, I think it's a cuter cartoon version of me.
I could see that. I feel like it just weirds me out that it looks like me too much that I can't use it. I'm like, nope.
I send them to Kyle because they're kind of funny.
If I used any of them, it'd probably be like the unicorn ones because they're so aggressive.
Wait, I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
Oh, are you talking about Bitmojis on Snap?
Yeah, but there's like an app and you can send them in your text. I don't like the Apple ones.
The Apple ones are like low-key kind of creepy. Like, I don't like the Apple. That was the one that I thought you were talking about, so I'm glad that you're not talking about that one.
See, I'm talking about these.
Oh, yeah, those ones are cute. Yeah, they're like the same ones that you can send on Snap. Sometimes I'll send them on Snap, but I don't have it like downloaded to send it in my normal messages.
See, I don't use Snapchat anymore, but I liked these things. And no one else uses them except I think way back when we first started dating, I just sent them to Kyle enough that he eventually got one too. And so I'll send them to him. And I'll send them to my mom sometimes. But like, I think they're really cute.
Yeah, they are really cute.
They're kind of like the stickers things.
Where were we? Oh yeah, we were talking about emojis. And most used. I also use the one with the little hearts around the face because I think it's really cute. I love that one.
I do too. I do that when I'm like really super happy and I'm like, oh, I love you or I love this.
Yes, I think that that's a great one to use. As for other new or controversial ones, there's one with a hand that's just up like this, like a for what reason hand. I actually really like that one. I have not used it.
It sounds like one you would like.
Yes, now that I know that it exists, I will be using it for everything.
Okay. So I'm very upset at the fog emoji.
Uh-huh.
You can just type in fog into your phone if you want to see it bigger.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. I've used it.
Like, it was super foggy the other day. Wait, there's balloons!
Wait, what did you do?
I don't know! How will I get the balloons back? This episode is unhinged.
It is unhinged. Riverside just had balloons in Leanne's background for no reason. We don't know why, but they were there.
Let's start it over. So my mom and I send emojis. Okay, it's not doing it. Anyway, so one day it was super foggy, so I wanted to send a fog emoji. And you know how all the other weather emojis are kind of cute?
Uh-huh.
Like they got clouds, they got suns. The fog emoji is just like a gray square. How is someone else supposed to know that that's fog?
Wait. What fog emoji? Hang on, did you put it in our outline?
I did. When you type fog when you're searching emojis, it comes up. But it's like literally just a square.
That is 100% not what I thought was going to be fog. Interesting. Very interesting. I agree with you. That does not look like fog. It just looks like a weird, sketchy, gray square that's like kind of changing colors.
If no context, I was sending that to you, you wouldn't be like, this is fog.
No, I would be like, what is that? I'm going to send you the emoji right now that I thought you were talking about, which I think is fabulous that I use on the regular.
I think that's bubbles.
I thought it was like fog.
It kind of is. Wait, let me search, because sometimes on the computer, it'll tell me like what it actually is like called.
I feel like we need to put all of these emojis in our Instagram post / in our description so the people can know which ones we're talking about in this episode. But the one that I thought Leanne was talking about is there's this one with like two eyes and then there's just like fog around the face. And so like sometimes I feel like I use that one when I'm trying to be mysterious. Like I could just like fade into the distance, you know? That's when I use that one. It's a good one.
According to Apple, when I hover my mouse over it, it's called face in clouds. So that makes sense. But when you type fog itself, that gray square comes up. And I was trying to find this one, I think.
Yeah, because I feel like this would be a better one to use for fog because it's like kind of cute. It's like a little foggy. Could be steam, could be fog, who knows?
Yeah. No, but I was very upset at the one that's officially labeled fog. Also, I feel like you're way more positive this episode. On another note, I'm very upset that the jellyfish emoji is blue and not pink.
Jellyfish emoji? Do I even have a jellyfish emoji? Do I need to update my phone? I do not even have the jellyfish emoji. Can you text it to me?
Don't you think jellyfish are pink?
Yes. Okay, I'm seeing several jellyfish emojis. Yes, I... The fog showed up, but the jellyfish did not.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for them to take the one that we created last year, the bottomless pit, and put it up there. When it does, I will take my credit. Thank you.
Okay, I like super cropped in on it so you could see it. It's a really good emoji, except it's the wrong color.
Ooh, I kind of don't mind it as the jellyfish emoji. I feel like it's okay. I can see what you're saying, though, about the pink. Do you know what? I think it's an okay emoji. I'm not as triggered by it as you are, I think.
You want to know why I think it's supposed to be pink? Is I just looked up the jellyfish in Finding Nemo, and they're kind of pinkish purple.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was just like my formative years of what a cartoon or animated jellyfish should look like.
I agree. I think that's probably exactly why we feel that way. Although I think it's probably more common for jellyfish to be blue. Like, I went to my local aquarium and they had a whole bunch of really cute blue jellyfish there. They were very cute. They had little white spots.
Okay. Once I cropped in on it, It's kind of weird to say this, but I feel like it's a very pretty emoji. And I'm not mad about the blue. I was just expecting pink.
Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that. Also, I noticed that you put on our outline that the insects are too realistic / creepy. I agree with that. I think that they are way too realistic / creepy. Although, I'm going to let you in on something that I've seen on the internet that is, like, kind of just weird, is whenever somebody... So this is probably a Gen Z thing, and now it's going to be something that you will never be able to unsee, but have you ever seen people use, like, the fly, and then the grasshopper, and then the fly again, and then the grasshopper again?
No.
Okay. So sometimes, if people are dancing, and they're, like, doing a dance where they're, like, super flexible, like, let's say if somebody's, like, twerking, or doing something that's, like, really, like, just, you know, the movement is very dramatic.
Does it require flexibility to twerk?
I'm not sure, but I have seen people, like, comment this emoji for, like, either if somebody is doing, like, some really impressive, like, flexibility thing. Like, because I don't see a lot of dance videos. I see more, like, professional dance videos, because that's more so what I like. Not really, like, the TikTok dance videos, because those weird me out.
Oh, they're so cringy.
I know. And they only use, like, their upper body. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Which is why I'm like, I see a lot more, like, people who are, I don't want to say, like, actual dancers, but people who, like, do dance more professionally. But sometimes, like, if I saw somebody who was, like, a contortionist or something on my social media, like, sometimes people will comment, like, the little fly and then the grasshopper and then the fly and then the grasshopper. And I think it's supposed to mean that somebody's, like, either A, breaking it down, or B, that they're super flexible. And I'm not 100% sure which it is. I've just seen this comment done. And I think it's kind of weird. I'm like, why does that mean that? I guess it's because they're opposite shapes, but it's weird.
I don't like it.
So just know, sometimes those are used for dance videos rather than, like, normal people insect purposes.
Oh, I see. So you're answering my when and why would you use them question.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't think that's a valid reason.
I don't either. I think it's very odd. I'm like, that's just weird.
Here's the thing. With the other animals, like, let's say you see a pig, you're going to send them a pig emoji. A horse, you'll send it a horse emoji. When are you ever going to say to someone, hey, look, I just saw a scorpion. Let me send you an emoji.
I guess. Okay, the scorpion one, I feel like you could use if you were having, like, something that was very poisonous. You could be like, scorpion. Or you're like, they're very poisonous. Scorpion. Or, like, let's say somebody's like, this is probably 100% incorrect, but let's say somebody's like a Scorpio and you're like, and I'm going to insert the scorpion.
Yeah, I picked the wrong example. I just couldn't see what the other insects were. An ant?
Yeah, the ant one, maybe for a picnic?
Yeah. Okay, I have a thing though. Like, even though they're kind of realistic, even the insect emojis are still in that kind of cute cartoony style. I'm going back on my, like, why is the cat ugly? The cat emoji is ugly. And they still haven't fixed it, and I'm still mad about it.
I think we need to send this podcast directly to Apple and be like, here are our thoughts on your emojis. Please fix them.
Like, look how cute the tiger is, the lion, the fox, the mouse. Like, they're all, the cat is just yellow. Also, what cat is that color?
It's very true.
Because it's typical emoji skin color yellow. It's like, I don't think I've seen a yellow cat. I've seen an orange cat.
Yeah. I think my emoji search is broken because when I look up cat, it doesn't even come up. Oh, wait, hang on. It's because I'm on Spanish. Just kidding. That's why. See, I wish that you could also, you know how you can sometimes change, like, the skin color of the people? I wish that you could do that for, like, things like the cat emoji or the dog emoji. I think that'll be, like, next level Apple, is they're going to make it so that you can change the colors of the cats and the dogs. Because I think you've got a lot of pet owners who own those, and I think that they would really appreciate it.
I agree. But yeah, we have the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, and the regular monkey. You can afford some space in the data to make better cats.
Also, I feel like the emoting cats, like the ones with the crying, laughing, and the hearts and the shocked face, I don't like them. They're so ugly. Why are they so ugly?
Okay, they are kind of ugly. But again, I think it's the coloring. Like, they could make it cute. Also, the fangs on the laughing one are a little scary. Like, why does it have fangs? And, like, in between the two fangs, it's like regular human teeth.
Yeah, it's just, it's too odd. I can't get over it. All right, shall we go to another one that you wanted to discuss? Which one do you want to talk about next?
The plain rock emoji. Why is there a plain rock emoji?
As someone who appreciates rocks, why is it so plain?
Mm-hmm. Well, like, if they did, like, a cool gem one, I'm into it. But, like, when am I sending someone a plain rock emoji?
Yeah, because they have, like, a diamond gem. Do they have, like, a crystal? No, they only have, like, a crystal ball.
Can you see the rock emoji?
Yes, I do. I was just looking to see if they have other ones that would be, like, more in line with what we're looking for. No, I think that rock emoji is kind of lame, but I think it gets the point across. I think if it was more of like a cool rock, it might not get the point across.
That's fair. Then I petition for them to add a geode or something.
Yeah, I think a geode would be nice, or like some sort of a crystal would be like really cute. I think you'd have people who would use that too.
Yeah. Also, have you looked at the olive emoji? I think it's kind of garbage and it looks like it's based on like a fake olive. Like, it's way too shiny. Like, I have never seen an olive that shiny.
Okay, I'm not that pressed about this olive, but I do feel like it used to be way more cartoony and they've upgraded it. So I could see where you might feel strongly about this.
I am going to screenshot this and zoom in for you.
Ooh, it is a very glassy olive. But I feel like olives in real life are shiny. Because, like, sometimes you get them out of a jar and they're, like, in a jar with a whole bunch of liquid and then they're shiny. Do you mind if I pivot to a different emoji real quick?
Go for it.
Did you know that they have a gardener emoji? Because I found out and I was like pretty excited about it. I was like, oh, so now we can all be gardeners. This is pretty neat.
It is kind of cute.
I do like it. I'm like, it's very cute. Or on the topic of an emoji that might be slightly more controversial, although I don't think it needs to be. There's a breastfeeding emoji, which I was shocked at because I was like, this is an emoji I didn't know that I needed. But also, I can see where it would make a lot of women feel very seen. And I was like, this is actually like pretty neat. So that's a new one. I didn't realize that they had it.
I think you caught on to it more than I did because you mentioned that. I think I just thought they were cuddling a baby.
I did too. But then, okay, because I was looking at the different ones that they had for like for men and for women, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was one that I noticed that they had for women, but I didn't necessarily see it for men. Like, it looked like for the men, it just had a younger person nurse, like, giving a baby a bottle and, like, an older person giving a baby a bottle. And so I was like, oh, this is so interesting.
Oh, I have opinions if we're talking about babies. Is why does the baby... I mean, I think I know this, but why does the baby emoji have like the one hair? I feel like it's the stereotypical image of a baby, right? But like, what baby have you seen that has like just one sprig of hair?
Honestly, I can't recall one, but I do feel like they kind of grow hair in the middle of their head first. Like, if you have a baby, I feel like they grow hair in the middle of their head first, and then it's like, then the sides start to come in. So maybe that's why they say it like that, or why they present it like that.
It probably is, and I feel like I've seen a lot of babies presented that way. I just think it's like, part of the reason it gets pulled up there is I feel like once the kid grows hair, the parents just all of a sudden are so excited that they try to make a ponytail out of it, and that's like the only thing it can do.
I did not think of it that way, but I could totally see that.
Oh, I would like to say that I think the moose is very cute and the coral is pretty.
Yes, the coral is really pretty. I do like the coral a lot. The moose, it's not coming up for me. What did you get as a moose?
It's very cute. I feel like Apple is just like, why are you screenshotting all of our emojis instead of sending them?
Ooh, I do like the dodo. Did you see that there was a dodo?
Is that the bird that I was like, what is this bird?
I think it's a dodo.
Oh yeah, that is the bird. I couldn't tell if it was like a turkey or something. This is the moose.
Oh, I don't even know if I have that one yet.
It looks a little scarier blown up, but like at the regular emoji size, it was cute.
It does look a little scary blown up. Maybe just because of the dramatic lighting.
Yeah. So I can't come up with an example now, but I feel like there's always food emojis that I'm like, I wish they had this and they don't.
Do you know what? I was actually thinking of that the other day. And the one that I was like, they really ought to have this, but they don't, is a baozi.
Oh, I want Bowser.
And they don't have one. I can't remember in what context I was thinking about using it, but I was like, why do they not have this? Like, I feel like this is such a standard food that they should have. Because I feel like they need a Bowser because they have like a couple other things on there that I feel like are less common than a Bowser. And it makes me sad. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Also, I think this is supposed to be falafel.
Yes.
But it just looks like poops.
I mean, I guess I kind of got falafel vibes. Maybe they just didn't want to do a single falafel because then it would be like, what is it? Is it a meatball? Is it a falafel?
Yeah. I feel like maybe they should have had more falafels cut open so that it could be clear that it's falafel.
I kind of like the tamale. It makes me want a tamale.
I know. It looks really good.
I feel like now I'm just going to get hungry.
I already am hungry. I'm like, it's not even that late in the morning. And I'm like, I could eat food.
They have a bubble tea now. That makes me happy. Not that I get it a lot anymore.
I feel like bubble tea is really good. My boyfriend always gives me a whole bunch of grief about calling it bubble tea. He's like, it's boba. And I'm like, I know you're right, but still.
Do you get the different flavors? Because I always just get the milk tea.
I usually get milk tea. I feel like I used to get the fruit ones when I was younger, like in college. But I feel like since growing older, I usually just get the milk one because I feel like it feels less sweet to me.
Yeah.
I feel like the fruit teas are really, really like very, very sweet, which can be nice sometimes, but I'm usually not in the mood for like a giant sweet drink. All right. Do we want to each do one closing emoji?
Okay, I have one. It's with the section that has like a needle and blood drop and like DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Is this bacteria growing in a petri dish?
It is. It definitely is.
Why?
I feel like if I was a scientist, I would use it. Actually, I think I'd like to change our ask. I think, ew, the corporate language is coming through. I'm so sorry. I think I'd like to change it to, if you could pick one emoji to describe your 2023, what would it be?
Oh, goodness. Do you have one prepared?
No, I'm definitely looking and I made this up on the fly and now I have to find one.
Like if I had more time to prep, I might have done a different one.
So Leanne just sent me the roller coaster emoji. I feel like that's fair. I think for mine, I feel like I'd have to be stereotypical and pick this little like sunrise emoji because I feel like it was the dawn of a new era.
That's so sweet. Mine's like, I'm going down a roller coaster and I'm just like, woo!
Yeah.
I feel like it's a mix, right? Because like, at least for me, I used to love the stomach dropping feeling. So like going down on the roller coaster, like I love that part. So it's like, it's not that it's all bad. It's not like it's going downhill.
Yeah.
But then it's also like, you're a little bit out of control.
Yes. I hear that now that we're older, we will not be able to ride roller coasters because something in your like ears and the way that you balance changes like when you turn like, I don't know, like 25. And so I hear that now if we try to go on a roller coaster, it's like actually just a sickening experience.
I think I just think more about when was the last time a safety inspection was performed on this roller coaster. And that's what stopped me.
Okay, I feel like you are very reasonable in that. I feel like, who was it? I was talking to one of my friends or maybe somebody in my family the other day, and they were talking about how now they get really nervous flying, but they used to not get nervous flying as a kid. And they were like, yeah, it's because like there are so many things that could go wrong, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, actually, that's a really fair point. I was like, I don't think I've gotten to the point of being old enough to truly worry about those things, but I'm wondering if now there will be a day. I think it's also like the consolation prize for me is if the plane was to crash, I would probably be instantly dead. So I wouldn't really have time to panic about it. I would just be dead.
It's kind of like how I think of global warming's worse than the dinosaur meteorite. Because like if a meteor just falls on me, I'm going to be squished like an ant. Global warming is like the whole frog in the pot scenario.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly.
Sometimes I think about that when they talk about how we had a near miss with an asteroid. I'm like, if the asteroid comes, I want it to land on top of me.
Yeah, I'm like, if there's going to be some catastrophic event, like, I could be dead from that. But, like, don't let me survive it and then have to have all the after effects. That just sounds like not a good time.
This took such a turn.
This did. And for those of you listening, to give you context, it's like 9:30, 10:30 in the morning, and we're having conversations like this. I'm sorry. Yeah. Our next book is going to be Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reed, and that will be dropping on February 5th.
We hope you enjoyed our discussion on emojis. We'd love to see your emoji of the year. So if you enjoyed this episode, you can send us an email at zillennialspodcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram @zillennialspodcast. And don't forget to rate and review Zillennials Podcast wherever you're listening.